Time now for music, and today, army music, to be precise, and not trumpets and drums and John Philip Sousa stuff, but rather, well, take a listen. This is a band called East of Underground. The members were all enlisted men in the army stationed in Germany in the late 1960s and early 70s. East of Underground was one of dozens of bands formed by soldiers stationed overseas, and army brass actively encouraged them. In the early 70s in Germany, the army held a competition, a kind of battle of the bands, and the winner would be sent to tour across Europe and record an album. Well, for decades, those recordings were thought to have been lost. That is, until a collector stumbled upon the album by East of Underground at a Kansas City thrift store. Several other records by other army bands from the time have now also been found and remastered in a new compilation called East of Underground, Hell Below. David Hollander produced the compilation, and he joins me now from KRTS in Marfa, Texas. David, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
What incredible music, and I can't wait to talk to you about it. But first, I was so surprised to read in the liner notes, and I covered the Pentagon, I didn't know this, that the U.S. Army alone currently spends an estimated $200 million a year on music. It's the largest single employer of musicians in the United States. Who could have figured that?
You know, I was shocked when I found that out myself, but it kind of makes sense. The Army has always, actually all the branches of the armed services have always included music as part of their mission. It's there to boost morale. It's there to provide entertainment and comfort for soldiers. It's there to sort of represent what the U.S. is musically, culturally, to the rest of the world.
A lot of people would assume that military music would be marching bands. But that's not the case. I mean, there are men and women in uniform who perform contemporary music, rock, R&B, rap, and so on.
Absolutely. And in the case of these bands, what caught my interest was that the song selection really sort of reflected the attitudes that the general population had in America about the conflict in Vietnam and the sort of politically charged era.
Smiling faces. Sometimes pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces show no traces of the evil that lurks within.
David, I want to bring in one of the guys who played in that band, East of Underground. His name is Lewis Hitt. He was the lead guitarist, and he's with us from WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama. Lewis Hitt, welcome.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
It's great to have you here. You were, Lewis, you were stationed in Augsburg, Germany in 1971, I understand. How did you end up in this band? How did you end up even getting into something like this?
Well, I initially was stationed in Korea. I was able to get in a band there, and the first thing I did when I got to Germany was to find special services, which happened to be right next to my barracks, and I went in and met the singers and the other players, and we got together and played, and it just kind of all kind of meshed together, a hand in a glove almost.
Let's listen to a track from the record. This one's called Hell Below.
Sisters, brothers in the ways, blacks and the crackers, police and the backers, they're all political actors.
Sisters, brothers, the whiteys, blacks, and the crackers, police and their backers. David Hollander, these are some pretty controversial lyrics for an army band. Do you sense a hint of resistance in what they were choosing to sing and play?
I do. The song selection includes songs that, you know, were playing in the States and very much expressed the countercultural sentiments of political resistance in this country at that time. Bear in mind that these bands were all engaged in a show band contest in 1971 and 1972. And the winners of that contest would be able to tour Europe and then would also record an LP in the Armed Forces Network studios in Frankfurt. So this was a very viable way to avoid active duty in Southeast Asia.
That can be no show. And if there's hell below, we're all gonna go.
I'm speaking with David Hollander, the producer of a new compilation of rock and funk music produced by American soldiers during the Vietnam War era. It's called East of Underground. I'm also speaking with Lewis Hitt. He was a guitarist in the band East of Underground. Lewis, I'm looking at a photograph from the liner notes in the CD, and some pretty shaggy haircuts. I mean, you got mop tops and afros, and I mean, were there different rules for the guys in these bands? Didn't they have to like shave their hair and keep it short?
Well, we all pretty much were pretty close to Army standards. Maybe we might have got away with a little bit. The one that got away with murder, though, was Austin Webb. He had an afro, literally. And he would pack it down and put it under a hat, and I'm sure he left the Army with it under his hat. During the contest, there was a general that came through and was kind of checking it out, and he went up to Howe, who was our Special Services Director, and asked him about Austin's hair, and Howe explained that was a wig. The general was happy. He was satisfied. You know, oh, that's just a wig. So he let it go.
Wherever there's a will, there's always a way. You have determination and you see a brand new day and you're over. Woo-hoo. Oh, tell me you're getting over.
David, the Army paid to record these bands. The band members didn't know that the Army was pressing these records. What was the Army going to do with them?
You know, it's not really clear because in the case of East of Underground, only maybe 36 copies of the record have surfaced. The best guess that we've had is that it was given out at recruitment centers.
Lewis, there were 7 members of the band in East of Underground. Do you know what happened to any of those guys?
You know, I've done my own searches on Google and so forth, but I cannot find anything. I'm just amazed that those 3 singers didn't have hit records after they left the Army because they were so talented. I just assumed they would just, you know, have a contract for a studio they walked into. But no, I know nothing about any of them.
Java girl, for your love I need.
What do your kids think about this part of your past?
They don't relate well to the music, I guess, would be the best way to put it. They listen to it, I think, just as a courtesy to me, but I guess they're proud of Dad or whatever.
Does it sort of give you some cool cred with your kids? Do they think, oh, yeah, you were kind of cool, Dad?
I think maybe a little bit.
If you got in touch with these guys, could you envision a reunion tour?
Wow, that'd be great. I mean, I would love to do it, but yeah, that would be fantastic.
David Hollander is the producer of the record compilation East of Underground, a re-release of some of the bands that recorded while stationed in Germany during the Vietnam War. Lewis Hitt was a guitarist in the band East of Underground. You can listen to a few tracks at our website, nprmusic.org. Gentlemen, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our program is directed today by Petra Mayer. The staff includes Phil Harrell, Kenya Young, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Lauren Silverman, Arthi Shahani, Siri Grassley, and our intern, Jessica Palumbo. The technical director is Melissa Marquis. Our senior producer is Steve Lichtai, and today we say goodbye to our senior editor, Rick Holter, who heads over to work with our colleagues at NPR Digital. We will miss you, Rick, for all of those mistakes you caught just in time, and more importantly, for your good cheer and friendship. And for Sunday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast, Weekends on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendatc or at iTunes. We post a new episode every Sunday night. Until next week, thanks for listening and have a great week.